peace of mind with Lippman Gross.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to Peace of Mind with Bernie the Attorney. I'm your host, Bernie Crooks, from the law firm Lippman Crooks, based right here in White Plains. We've also got offices in New York City and Fishkill, New York, and you can visit us online at LippmanCrooks.com. Our guest this week is Sam Riti from AmVet. Sam, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Bernie, and it's a pleasure to be here with you.
Now, Sam, what does AmVet stand for?
American Veterans.
American Veterans. So is this organization affiliated with the Department of Veterans Affairs?
Well, yes, we're one of the organizations like the VFW, the American Legion, Jewish War Vets, the POW. We're just another veteran organization, but our organization is the only veteran organization that any veteran can join. In other words, if you weren't overseas during a conflict or a war, you can't join VFW. American Legion, they had cutoff dates. And, of course, if you weren't in the Marines, you can't join the Marine Corps League as the Catholic War Vets or the Jewish War Vets. American Veterans, any veteran that served honorably or is in the Reserves or the National Guard can join American Veterans.
Now, it doesn't have to be a vet who served during wartime, does it?
No, that's what I'm saying. See, with the American Legion, you have had to, you know, something, a conflict or something had to be going on, whether you were there or not, to join. VFW, like I just said, unless you went over Vietnam, I'm a Vietnam-era veteran. I served during Vietnam. I stayed stateside. I never received orders to go over. So I can't join the Veteran of Foreign Wars.
Okay, but you can join AmVets.
Yes, you can join American Veterans, AmVets.
Even if you were in the reserve and you never left the country.
That's right. As long as you served, you're serving, you can join.
And is there any fee to join?
Yeah, I believe it's $30. I believe it's $30 to join. Or you could become a life member, which is, I think, $200, and that's it. And you could also start a post. Like, I'm a member of Post 40, which is in Yonkers, and we are the only AmVet post in Westchester County, but you need 10 members to get a charter, and we are a nonprofit, and it is ideal to have your own post. You know, you can get guys like a group of police, firemen, or whatever to join, neighborhood guys that have gone in. And if they want to start their own post, they could do that. Or if they just want to join AmVets and just be a member at large, you can just join AmVet organization, and you're a member of American Veterans. And you can go online. It's www.amvets.org.
Now, for our veterans out there listening to the show, I'm speaking with Sam Riti from AmVets. Tell me, why would somebody want to join?
Well, our big thing is our mission. We help, and we do as much as we can for the hospitalized veterans. Now, here in Yonkers, our post, we take the veterans from FDR VA Hospital up in Montrose, out on boat trips, fishing trips, dinner theaters at Westchester. We take them to ball games, the Yankees, the Mets. We take them out. We bring them down to the post. We have, we take them out for the day, the lunch. We want them to know that they're not forgotten people. We also go up to Castle Point. We have a big barbecue for the ones that are, unfortunately, they're bedridden. And we have a big barbecue every year for them. We get a busload of our veterans. We go up there, and we barbecue for them. The nurses bring them out, and we serve them. We serve them for the day. You know, it's, you don't want to let them be, you know, forget, you know, forgotten people. They served our country, and that is our main mission. We're also very involved in the community. And we take the boys and girls from the PAO. We've taken them out on trips. We've brought them down to the post. And we've had them there with a lunch with some of the veteran, the patients, where they've asked each other questions. And these young boys and girls were great. They thanked the veterans for what they did for serving and you know, giving us the freedoms and the rights that we have.
So the primary mission, if you will, of AmVets, Sam, is to improve the quality of life of the vets who are in hospitals or nursing homes and let them know we haven't forgotten what they've done?
That's correct. And also, another thing we've been doing the last few years is the New York State Veterans Home. Our organization is, we've brought up, you know, gotten televisions, clothes, and games, television show, you know, the VCRs and so on for the patients there. You know, you just don't, you know, it's not only about helping all the veterans, that's our main goal, but it's also about teaching patriotism to the young kids, you know, the young students in the schools. And that's what we basically try to do.
Why is it, do you think, that we as a society appear to underappreciate vets when they come back?
Well, you know, the big thing there is nobody likes war. None of us do. You know, we don't like it. Unfortunately, right now with the terrorism, the war on terrorism, we have to be there. And people, I guess that's, I would think that's what the big thing is that they don't enjoy. You know, they don't like, I guess we can't all go to Canada. I know I, you know, sure as hell wouldn't have. And the thing is, maybe, I don't know. You know, I just don't know why people sometimes resent veterans. I guess they think that they're going killing people or whatever. They don't understand what we're fighting for or why we're there.
Yeah, I think that, you know, the country probably needs to do a better job of educating people, because certainly you guys weren't the ones that chose to go to war.
It isn't that you want it. It's just like, unfortunately, a patient that has cancer. Did they want cancer? No. We don't want this, but we do enjoy the freedoms that we've had. You know, nobody enjoys going to the airport now and having to take off their shoes. No one enjoys that they can't bring, you know, anything with a liquid in it to go to the airport. It has to, you know, that's unfortunately what they've stripped us of. And that's why we're there. I think people don't understand why we're there or what we're doing.
Yeah, you know, Sam, I have four kids, and I was explaining to my kids how when I was their age, I used to go to the airport, and we'd walk through without taking our shoes off, and we didn't have to go through metal detectors, and life was different, and they've grown up in this society. They don't know any better.
Well, you know, the sad part is not only metal detectors there, but they're in some of the schools. Yeah. That's what's really sad. I mean, you know, you can't, we have a superintendent here in Yonkers, Bernard Perazio, who tries to do a good job, and he's, you know, he does a hell of a job as far as with the veterans and patriotism. So, you know, these people have to want to do it. Like this year, I happen to be the chairman for a Color of Proud contest for the city of Yonkers, where we take the second, third, and fourth graders. We ask them, we give them a sheet of paper with the flag outlined, and we ask them to color it. We ask the third and fourth graders to write a paragraph about what the flag means to them. Now, I've been doing this for, God, over 20 years, but this year I happen to be the chairman for the city. And this is for all the public and parochial schools. And you would really be surprised at some of the paragraphs that these children write. That, you know, some of them do realize what they have here in America. And that's at a young age. They tell you about how they see shooting on the streets at home like it was nothing. I mean, unfortunately, we have some of that here now. But, that's with these gangs, but it's what's happening is sad, and the key is teaching patriotism. Most people aren't aware of what the flag really means, you know, what veterans have done and why they do it.
I think it's great that you're doing that, and I think, you know, if we start at a younger age, we've got a greater likelihood of success. You know, you mentioned that to join AMVETS, it's relatively simple. You just have to be a vet, and you pay the modest initiation fee. Are there other sources of funding that you guys get?
Well, with us, with the veterans, basically our funding comes from the membership and then donations. Years ago, we had a solicitor that worked for us and worked all of Westchester County. And, of course, she was on a salary, you know, on a percentage. But what the monies that she brought in, every penny that she brought in went to the hospitalized veterans, whether it be, like I said before, the fishing trip. We'd take them out on the Sound for the day, then take them to the post for a dinner or to a restaurant for a dinner. And, you know, you don't want these people, you know, you don't want to ever forget them. And we, like I said before, to baseball games, the dinner theater up at Westchester. It's and whatever donations we get, and anyone that ever wants to donate, we tell them, you know, just send a check. We're a nonprofit organization, and you write a check to the post, to Post 40 MVETS, send it to us at Waverly Street in Yonkers, 178 Waverly Street, and it will go to their programs. We just purchased, we're in the process, excuse me, of purchasing a kiln for the ceramic, for the recreation art therapy up at Montrose. We bought 2 years ago. They seem to be worn out now. A long time, you know, I don't know how many years ago we bought them. And the girl up there, Melissa, had said to me, she said, Sam, we need another one. You think your organization could help us? So we had a meeting, and our New York State Service Foundation, our president, Frank DeMarco, said, no problem, we'll get the funds, we'll do what we have to do, and we're in the process of buying a new one, and that costs $7,000. We over the year, we buy a lot of the supplies for them. We buy, you know, the clays, the paints, the brushes, and whatever they need. That seems to be one of their best programs, the art therapy up there. And you have to see some of the projects that they make with the molds and the stuff that they come out with, the Disney characters or whatever have you, religious, you know, figurines or whatever. You know, they do a great job. And it's, here again, not to let them veterans know they're forgotten people.
Now, people can make a donation and have the money directly benefit vets locally?
Oh, yes, definitely. If they want to make a donation and send it to our post, it will go right to the programs for the veterans, for the hospitalized veterans.
But alternatively, if they chose not to, they can just send it to the national organization?
Well, they could, yes. They could send it to the New York State Service Foundation, which... or National AM Vets, and it would be, you know, filtered through and go right to you. They, if they put down that they wanted to go for a specific, that's where it would go.
So the local chapter or local post is just part of the national organization?
Yes, there are 80 posts, 80 AM Vet posts in New York State. Just New York, we have 80. We're the only one in Westchester. There are about, I don't know, maybe 6 or 7 out on the island. And then throughout the state, up in the Buffalo area, there's quite a few. There are quite a few all over the place.
So we've been talking a little bit about some of the issues that veterans face. What are some of the other challenges that veterans face today, Sam?
The backlog of claims. You know, there's a problem with claims. The concerns for the growing number of women veterans and their needs. You know, now, more than ever, you have more women, I think, than we've ever had in the armed forces. And to fill out the claim forms, that's a problem. A lot of them, they're overwhelmed with the VA forms because there are so many pages and so many questions, and a lot of times the veteran doesn't clearly understand what he's filling out. And also... you know, you may not know, the veteran may not know what he's doing or what he might be entitled to in his claim. So, you know, those are some of the other problems. And now with the Agent Orange, that's another, you know, issue that they're trying to get that passed. And with the Senate, I believe it's S-1919. And I'm not sure with the House, it's H.R., I think, 2254. I'm not sure on that one. But they need those passed for the... for the Blue Water veterans. The Brown Water was passed, but now they need it passed for the Blue Water, where they had the Agent Orange on the ships, and if the veteran, the let's say the Marine or the sailor or whoever, that when it was on that ship, if they've contracted Agent Orange, they're saying that they're not entitled to the benefits of it, and that's wrong.
I'm Bernie Crooks, and I'm speaking with Sam Reedy from AmVets. We're going to take a short break, and we'll be right back with Peace of Mind with Bernie the Attorney.
All his life, little Stevie has been special. When he grows up, he probably won't be able to live on his own or work to support himself. Stevie's parents already worry about what will become of their sweet boy after they're gone. Kim was a corporate executive until a drunk driver ended her career and nearly her life. Now she has a traumatic brain injury, a sizable settlement, but no clear plan for the future. Stevie and Kim could each use a special needs trust to secure their finances, care, and maximum independence while letting them keep their public benefits such as SSI and Medicaid. who can set up a special needs trust? The law firm of Littman Crooks, members of the Special Needs Alliance, a national network of disability and public benefits lawyers. If you or someone you love has special needs, greater peace of mind is just a phone call away. Call Littman Crooks today, 684-2100, or visit littmancrooks.com, because special people need special plans.
Peace of mind with Littman Crooks.
Welcome back to Peace of Mind with Bernie the Attorney. I'm your host, Bernie Crooks, from the law firm Littman Crooks. You can visit us online at littmancrooks.com. Also, on our website, you can see our calendar of future events if you're interested in attending any of our seminars. Tonight, our guest is Sam Riti from AmVets. And before the break, Sam, we've been talking about some of the challenges facing the veterans. I'd like to spend a couple more minutes on each one of these. Tell us about the claims. So what is the issue there? Do vets really get a good training in terms of how to file claims? And is there a backlog?
Well, yes, there is, and that is one of the biggest things, the backlog. Like I was saying before, a lot of the concerns are for the growing number of women veterans and their needs. And also, in 2004, the VA stopped registering non-service-connected disabled vets. And although since June of 2009, they started registering them again, but there is an income threshold which excludes many of our honorably served veterans. So like I said before, if your dad happened to be Mr. Bloomberg, you served, you're not entitled to anything. But when we were sworn in, we were told that we will never, ever, ever, ever have to worry about any medical attention that we need once we leave, once we ETS from the service. So, I mean, I don't understand it, and I think we have to make sure our legislators wake up, and if they're going to defend these veterans, these young men and women are going to fight for our rights and our freedoms, then when they come home, they should be entitled to any and every benefit that we could possibly give them.
All right, so explain that one to me. Whether or not you get benefits depends on how much money your daddy has?
Well, or you have. If you happen to have a good job, like I'm going to just use a police or a fireman right now. They have a good salary, finally. Years ago, they didn't, but now they do. So if they leave, go over there, serve a tour in Iraq or whatever, or serve a tour anywhere, come home, and they have a nice salary, they're not entitled to benefits. So, I mean, there's something wrong. You ask that person to serve, that young man or woman, to serve and to fight for us, and when they're sworn in, I know when I was sworn in, they told us you'd never ever have to worry about any medical attention. And now you're not entitled to it.
It seems to me that they're mixing apples and oranges. One thing should have nothing to do with the other.
That's my gripe. I was going to say something else, but that's my mine and many other veterans. Is it fair? No. And they wonder why a lot of times veterans don't use the VA facilities. They won't allow them to, and yet, it's just mind-boggling to me. You want me to serve, but yet you don't. You tell me one thing when I'm sworn in, and then you wonder why more people didn't run to Canada or to Mexico or whatever.
So let's just be clear on this. Even though you're a vet, in order for you to be entitled to some of the benefits, including the health care, you have to meet strict income and asset guidelines?
That's correct. And I don't have the numbers in front of me. I wish I did. I know somewhere, I think it's about $27,000 a year. If you make more than, you're not entitled to anything, or somewhere around there. And that, to me, is, how do you even live on $27,000 a year?
Yeah. Do vets get any training in how to apply for the benefits and education in terms of whether or not they're entitled to them?
Well, I could tell you, I could give you a name. And this man, they don't really train you, but there's a fellow by the name of Robert Tamburi, who is our national service officer. And he's down at Houston Street, New York, New York, and he services 31 counties on the East Coast in New York and all over this area. And this man, if you do qualify for a claim or whatever, you get in touch with him, and I guarantee you, he is one of the best, and he does a tremendous job. And his phone number, if I may, is at 212-807-3178. And his name is Robert Tamburi. and he does an excellent job. And whenever I have a problem, he's the man I call. I mean, we have two good ones in Yonkers, Al Ramsey and Dan Morier, but this guy, Robert Tambori, is unbelievable.
So he's accredited to represent claimants?
He is accredited, yes, to represent and claim, yeah, for any claims or, you know, with anything you need. If you need to know something, you could call him. He'll take the time, and he does a great job.
Now, another challenge you mentioned was dealing with the female vets. There are an increasing number of female vets. What are some of the unique challenges they face?
Well, they have most of them are female problems, which I unfortunately, and you know, I mean, I don't really know, but I do know they have a lot of problems because we do have there are quite a few female AMVETs, and I get to see them. There are none in my post, but I see them up when we have our state executive meeting and our state convention, and she'll give her report when we're up there. Like I said before, I'm the public relations man for AMVET for the state, and then when they give their reports, we listen, and God, you know, some of the problems that they have are unbelievable, but, you know, that's women problems.
And the final one we talked about was the non-service connected disabled vets. What's the issue there?
Non-service, that's the one where they stopped registering them in 2004. Then they started again in 2009, but that's the one where they have the threshold on how much they make, whether they qualify to get anything or not, and any if they can go to the VA, if they can get medication or whatever. And unfortunately, just being in the service, you could have problems without, you know, have been wounded or, you know, whether it be a grenade or you know, a shot or anything, and you could have mental problems. But, you know, here again, if you have monies and there's nothing, they say you don't qualify, and that's definitely not fair to the veteran.
I'm speaking with Sam Reedy from AMVETS, and his post is based right here in Westchester County. I'm Bernie Crooks, host of Peace of Mind with Bernie the Attorney. We're going to take a short break, and we'll be right back.
I can't believe we're packing all this up. Is the storage space big enough?
Mom will just sell what doesn't fit.
We can't tell Dad we sold a house. It'll make things worse.
There must have been another way to pay for his care.
She said they talked about a plan, but once he had the stroke, it was too late.
Well, they're going to move him to a new facility.
Mom, that's over an hour away.
There's nothing I can do. I'll find an apartment. Maybe I'll get a job.
A job?
I have no choice. Dad can't be left alone.
Peace of mind with Lippman Cruz.
Nobody knows what the future holds, so make sure your assets and loved ones are protected. Elder Law addresses the quality of life needs of people over 50, including long-term care, estate planning, and special needs trusts. Plan for your future. Call Lippman Crooks today or learn more at LippmanCrooks.com.
Lippman Crooks, protecting your loved ones and your life savings. Call 684-2100.
Peace of mind with Lippman Crooks.
That's LippmanCrooks.com or call 684-2100.
I'm Bernie Crooks, host of Peace of Mind with Bernie the Attorney. I'm from the law firm Lippman Crooks, and our guest this week is Sam Reedy from AMVETS, and we've been talking about many of the challenges facing today's veterans. And Sam, I guess the challenge for AMVETS is what to do about it. Do you guys have a legislative agenda?
Well, I'm going to read something that our national commander, McCullen, had stated, and he had sent this to the in his congressional report. Okay, here's how it read: In addition to the claims backlog, this year's top priorities include improving services for the growing female veterans, the community, improving rural and remote veteran access to VA care, ensuring equitable delivery of educational benefits, and developing comprehensive reintegration programs to better serve today's military families. He addressed all of these, and he submitted this in his congressional report. So, I mean, that's, you know, what we're trying, what he's trying to do and what we're pushing for. And, you know, like another thing, you know, one of the things, the challenges for that the vets face, that you asked before, I think, is the transition from war to back to civilian life. And these young men and women, they gave up years of their lives to defend our freedoms, our rights, while, you know, the contemporaries were starting careers, getting an education, and also starting families. So, you know, these people that are serving or have served, you know, here again, like I said, not to repeat, but we must never forget our veterans. We should never forget those young men and women that have served us, for us.
Are you focusing your efforts nationally, or is this something that's going on in Albany?
This is national. This is national. We're fighting, and like I said, our national commander, McCollum, we have been pushing for this, and it's something that we shouldn't stop with. We should just continue to fight, and, you know, we have our posts and groups. They're fighting the VA. We have VA centers across the nation, so we're trying to help the combat vets and their families.
You mentioned some of the other groups earlier, the American Legion, et cetera. Are all the VA groups on the same page in terms of the legislative issues?
Oh, yes. But the unfortunate part is, my feeling, this is my own opinion, there are too many different veteran organizations that if we went in as one voice, I think we can get all the benefits that the veterans are entitled to. We would get more, I think. You know, because if someone from the White House or wherever, the Congress, or they meet with someone, a representative from the VFW, okay, well, we'll take care of it. He leaves, AMVET goes in, we'll take care of it. But if one person went in with all the numbers of all the veterans, I believe it would get done sooner.
You could be onto something there. I'm speaking with Sam Reedy from AMVETS. We've got to do one more piece of business. We'll be right back to wrap up with Sam Reedy from AMVETS. Sometimes we're presented with questions that are difficult to face.
Mommy, I don't like my scary dreams.
I know, but Mommy will always be here to make them go away.
But Mommy?
Yes, dear?
Who will make them go away if you die?
Unless we have effective answers to these questions, the results can be financially and emotionally devastating. Littman Crooks provides legal expertise for special needs trusts and estate planning so your loved ones will always be taken care of. For persons with disabilities, a special needs trust can enhance their quality of life while maintaining their public benefits. As a member of the Special Needs Alliance, we design wills, trusts, powers of attorney, and health care directives tailored to your family's situation. Plan for the future today. Call Littman Crooks or visit littmancrooks.com.
Littman Crooks, protecting your loved ones and your life savings. Call 684-2100.
Peace of mind with Littman Crooks.
That's littmancrooks.com or call 684-2100.
Welcome back to Peace of Mind with Bernie the Attorney. I'm your host, Bernie Crooks from Littman Crooks. You can visit us online at littmancrooks.com. Tonight, I've been speaking with Sam Reedy from AMVETS. And Sam, we've just got a minute or two left. Do you want to give us some final closing thoughts on your organization and the status of Veterans Affairs today in the United States?
Well, one thing I'd like to say about our organization, especially my post, we are the recipient of the New York State Hospital Award for helping hospitalized veterans for 47, 48 consecutive years. Out of the whole state, we have done more for the hospitalized vets than most posts. So we do depend on any donations and things that we do receive. And like I said earlier, the monies do go to those patients. We try to do and help them as much as we can. And if anyone would like to make a donation, post 40, 178 Waverly Street, Yonkers, New York, 10701, and then just put donation in the memo, and we'll take care of it from there. And we could assure you, we could send you anything you'd like to see. And we are nonprofit, tax deductible.
So that would be a tax deductible contribution.
Yes, it is.
And if people want to learn more about you online, is there a way to do that?
Yes, there is. Okay, it is www.amvets.org.
Sam Reedy from AMVETS, I want to thank you very much for being on the show this evening.
Thank you, Bernie. It was a pleasure, and just remember the vets.
And thanks for all you do for all of us. And from the radio station here at WFAS AM 1230, this is Bernie Crooks from Peace of Mind with Bernie the Attorney. Till next week, good night, everyone.